disciples of Jesus. That's what we are. What's a disciple? A disciple is someone that believes in what Jesus says, does what Jesus did, and lives how Jesus lives. That's what a disciple is, a follower of Jesus. As disciples of Jesus, we are continually growing. We're not stuck in the same place, but we're always supposed to be getting closer to him and in that desire to love and serve him. And so here we have Cornelius, and he has sent three guys from down to Joppa from where he was. And so you have to understand, that's about 63 kilometers. It would have taken these guys several days. Remember, they don't have cars or trains or buses or anything. It would have taken them a while to get there, to get to that place where they were. So as they're traveling, Peter is also at Joppa. He's staying at a house. He's been ministering to people there, and he's praying. And in his prayer, he becomes hungry, so he's waiting for his lunch. And while he's waiting for his lunch, he has a vision from God. And after this vision, he was trying to figure out, what did it mean? What are you saying? A vision was about this blanket that came down from heaven. It had all kinds of animals in it. And God said, go ahead and eat it. And Peter said, no, I can't eat that. Those in the Jewish culture, some of those animals were considered to be unclean. And then a blanket went up and it came back down. And he said the same thing, eat it. And he said, no. And finally, God said to him, don't call unclean what I've called clean. Then it says in verse, it says, now send men to Joppa to bring back Simon. Okay, I already covered that. I'm going down to the other one. Let's go to verse 19. While Peter is still thinking about the vision, and the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up, go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Interesting. God speaks to Cornelius when he's praying. God speaks to Peter when he's praying. No coincidence. Often, very often, God or Jesus will, or the Holy Spirit will speak to us in times of prayer. Now, it doesn't mean he can't speak to us other than that. But most often when we're praying and we're listening to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to talk to us during those times. The Holy Spirit spoke to Peter. Who is the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. You have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God, three distinct parts. This is kind of like us. We have our person, our body, but we're in this, we have our body, we have our soul, and we have our spirit in us. And it's hard for us to completely understand it because it is a bit of a mystery. But if you want to know more information about that, I put some stuff together on the guest service table. You can have that. You can ask questions about that. But the Holy Spirit is God. And he speaks to us in unique ways. When Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send the Comforter, talking about the Holy Spirit, to be with you, to live in you always. So we always have the Holy Spirit in us. He's a comforter, he's a counselor, he's a guide, he's a teacher, he gives strength, he gives wisdom, he gives us the power to witness, the power to resist sin. So Peter does this. He obeys the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, go with these three guys. So he goes to them. He goes back to Cornelius' house, where Cornelius, his family, and a bunch of other people have met together and are waiting for Peter to arrive. When Peter gets there, he starts talking about Jesus and teaching them about Jesus. And while he's doing that, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because Peter obeyed the Holy Spirit, because he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit, lives are changed. Jesus' plan is accomplished. Peter was led by the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. You can read in Mark chapter 14, verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by this Holy Spirit, or by the Spirit, into the wilderness. Being led of the Holy Spirit. You can go through the Bible and you can see Old Testament and New Testament, how many times, over and over again, people were led by the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit, listening to what he says, doing what he says to do, going where he wants you to go, is all part of the Christian life, a disciple of Jesus. So being led of the Holy Spirit, how does he lead? How do we know the Holy Spirit is leading us? Does he lead only in big things, or does he lead in little things as well? I'm going to ask Richard to come up, and I want him to share with us an experience he had where the Holy Spirit led him.
Good morning, everyone. It's a little bit uncomfortable to be standing beside a pastor. And pastor, there's a name for that condition when you can't stay in one place. Ask a doctor. It was on the 31st of December, 2012. I was coming back from work, and I had some relatives at home, and someone asked me to pick up something from the store, just something special to, for them, kind of usher in the new year kind of thing. Now, I wasn't sure if I should say what I went to say from the store, but because you guys are holy Christians. But the lady wanted a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream. So I went to the store to pick it up, and I found kind of odd. It seemed kind of expensive. So I bought it. But I just felt uncomfortable, so I went to another store to check. And yes, they had doubled the price in the preceding store. So I bought it in this new store, went back to the other store with the receipts to return it and get my money back and go home. I got there, and the store owner was very rude and said there was no way they're going to take it back from me. I found that strange. I paused. I stated my case again. This is the situation. You inflated the price. It's not opened. This is the receipt. He said, He got angry. You should get out of my store. I said, obviously, you're not from around here. Go back from where you came from. And I'm standing there. I'm angry. And sometimes, most times, fortunately for me, when I'm angry, I'm still able to think. So I'm standing there very angry. These people are rude to me. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? And I say to him, you really don't want me to create problems for you. The simple thing for you to do is take your product, give me my money, and I'll leave. He ignored me. He said, just get out of my store. And during that period, I kind of noticed all of a sudden that I could see a gun in his waist. And I could see a gun in the waist of another attendant in the store. So I'm standing there and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And the Holy Spirit told me clearly, you're not going to do anything. You're going to walk in your car and drive home. And I stood, I thought, I pondered, and then I got in my car and drove home. Now, that would have been a nice part of the story. Unlike your sermon, when I got home, my relatives heard the story, and this is how it starts to change. So that when you're listening to the spirits, you're going to be hearing multiple voices, and some of them are not of the spirit. And those other voices also appear legitimate. They said, how could he do something like that? That is horrible. You shouldn't let that go. I think you should go and report him. You should go and report to the police. You should. So that they don't do the same thing to someone else. Sounds reasonable. Okay. So I took my coat, got back in the car. It was raining. And December 31st, 2012, I'm wondering, by the way, where's the police station in this town? I have no idea where it is. So I start to search for the police station. And I'll see a cop car. I stop the cop. I said, this is what happened to me, blah, 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 blah. I need to find the station. I want to lodge a complaint. The guy looks at me and, okay, directs me to the police station. I drove to the police station. Just, it was raining that night. Just as I was pulling into the police station, I was angry. I hit the curb. I hit the curb and my tire exploded. Loud bang. And with that loud bang, I heard a louder voice saying, what are you doing? And in that second, I finally understood that I had made the wrong decision. I was already there, so I kind of walked in there, my tail between my legs. There was a kind of phone thing. I mentioned the thing. They said, well, there's really nothing we can do. Maybe you can tell the Better Business Bureau. It's actually just a waste of time. Anyway, long story short, I had to buy a brand new tire, which cost close to 10 times the money they took from me. And that day, I learned a very, very important lesson, that there are some things I must leave alone. There are some battles that are not for me. Neither are they necessary. And there are some injustices that I will accept. But also, when the Spirit leads, I should heed.
That's right. Well, before you go, yes, thank you. So when the Holy Spirit spoke to you that first time, how did you know it was Him? Well, not just yourself and not just fear or something else or just...
I think, you know, sometimes when the, you know, the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. Mm-hmm. I think in order for you to understand who's speaking to you, also you have to be used to hearing that voice. Just as many of us here are parents, if your child gets woken in the middle of the night and hears your voice, without a doubt, that child knows mm-hmm. that's daddy's voice, mm-hmm. that's mommy's voice. You have to spend time hearing that voice in order to recognize what it is. And also, the voice, as we know, it says that still small voice. Mm. It urges. It's gentle. And in our world, it's going to be harder for us to hear the voice mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because there's too much of a buzz. People are talking, your phones are beeping, the tablets are calling, it's fast-paced, everything is zoom, zoom, zoom. And then someone says, Paul, listen. It takes a lot of discernment to ignore everything else mm-hmm. and focus on that particular voice. And also, how did I know? The voice has, the Holy Spirit has some strong characteristics about its suggestions. So, many people here know about the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. Mm. At that point, it was giving me a path to peace. He was nudging me about self-control. Had to be him. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Richard for that. And another lesson we can learn from that is it's cheaper to listen to the Holy Spirit. I would like Heather Young to come up, and she's going to maybe share of an experience where she was led of the Holy Spirit as well.
That's big shoes to fill.
literally, big shoes to fill. That's right.
Yours was on a more happy note. Mine is a little more of a sorrowful note, but became a happy situation. My father was very sick with cancer. This was, it would be coming up 12 years now, come February. My mom called and said he's now in the hospital, has had a bad turn, so you might want to come and visit. I said, sure. They're like a dirty shirt. I actually went right after church on Sunday, and he was comatose and could talk and everything like that, but he said to me, well, Heath, you know what happens when they take you from home to the hospital? It's the great pie in the sky. My dad was not a Christian. And I said, well, Dad, this is not a pie in the sky unless you know the Lord. So he said, yeah, I'm kind of thinking about that. Yeah, and we get to this spot, you're on that brink of the cliff, you know? And so we had a visit. My mom came, and then I thought it was time to leave her with him, so went home. Tuesday rolls along, and I was doing dishes. This is when we lived in Mono, and like Richard, it was just very clear, go see your dad. And I'm like, okay. So quickly finished dishes, brushed my teeth. I had the coffee house at that time, so I had to call my staff and say my dad's had a turn for the worse, so I won't be there until things get sorted out. And hopped in the car, away I went. and it was right in front of the car dealer there, just south of Hockley Road, Royal Chevrolet. The Lord said, this is the day of his salvation. And I thought, whew, not thinking that I was going to be really any part of that. But then went to see him, and in the meantime, from before I left, my mom had called and said he had a mini stroke and was unable to talk at that point, but he would still like to see us. So off I go and get to the hospital, praying the whole way up the stairs and to visit with him, and walked in, and his eyes just lit up, and he's doing this like he couldn't talk. I said, "That's okay, Dad." So I did lots of talking, and you could tell he was struggling, really struggling. And so the Lord just led me. He said, he wants the prayer of salvation now. And so I said, "Well, look, Dad, have you given your heart to the Lord since I've seen you on Sunday?" And so he's still pointing. I said, "That's okay. He knows your heart." And some people here have heard this story. So I said, "Well, could we say the sinner's prayer?" Just went like that. There was no hesitation, no nothing. And again, it's doing this. I said, "That's all right." So I said the sinner's prayer with them. When I opened my eyes, the tears were just rolling. He was 86. I to this day, I think it's a shame to wait that long. He could have had those blessings all those many other years. But it's never too late for God when he decides to step in. And he received salvation, and he passed away on the Thursday. So just 2 days, not even. It was about a day and a half after that. So I know he's in glory with the Lord, and I'm just thankful I listened to that still small voice. And I could have gone to the coffee house and done 100 things, but I... just went right to the hospital, and I'm very grateful for that. Yeah. Will I stay here?
Yes. So when the Holy Spirit talked to you, was it an audible voice?
It was pretty audible, to the point I actually turned. I thought maybe Jack had come home, and with me doing dishes and everything, maybe was behind me, and him saying, "Go see your dad." But it was pretty loud and clear.
It was pretty loud. So sometimes it's a still small voice. We feel like we should do something. Mm-hmm. Other times it's literally loud enough that we think somebody's actually talking to us. Mm-hmm. What did that feel like when that happened?
I felt great peace. I just knew it was the Lord. And then the confirmation was the other word when he said, this is his day of salvation. So I knew I had to be the conduit between God and my Father to bring him into salvation. I just knew there was a peace about it, and there was no struggle. And God worked it out in the sense that none of the nurses came around to interrupt for... God bless all your nurses, but I mean, you know, they're busy and they're doing their thing, and no other visitors came, so it was just the perfect time with no interruptions, and thank God for that. Yeah.
God is good. Thank you, Heather. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So, being led of the Holy Spirit is easy and not easy. Sometimes it's a quiet voice, and it would nudge us in a direction maybe we weren't even aware of. Sometimes it's pretty loud, and it's obvious we better get moving quickly. What God wants to do, what he wants to do in that moment or in our life. Now listen, when we're trying to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to go when we're supposed to stay. We're going to stay when we're supposed to go. We're going to talk when we're supposed to be quiet, and we're going to be quiet when we're supposed to be talking. We're sometimes, especially when we first begin it's we're navigating through it. We're just trying to figure it all out, and we're making a lot of mistakes when we first begin. But I would rather make mistakes than do nothing at all. And not even try to listen, not even try to follow him. Remember Jack? The guy that was walking along the edge of the cliff, fell off, grabbed the branch and was holding on, calling out for hours for somebody to help. He thinks this is it. It's all over. Nobody's coming. So one more time, he yells out for help, and he goes, Jack, I'm here. I hear you. Are you okay? And Jack says, yes, I'm okay. Who is it? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Yes, Jack, I'm here to save you. Oh, Holy Spirit, I will do anything you ask me. I'm going to stop sinning. I'll go to church every Sunday. Whatever you want, I'll do it. Jack, just relax. How about we just get you down from there? Okay, Holy Spirit, I will do whatever you want me to do. Just tell me what to do. Okay, Jack, listen closely. This is what I want. Are you ready? I'm ready, Holy Spirit, I'm ready. Now, Jack, I want you to let go. Big silence. After a few minutes, the Holy Spirit says, Jack, are you still there? Yes, I'm still here. Did you hear me? Yes, I heard you. Jack, I want you to let go. Big silence. A couple minutes later, Jack says, help, is there anybody else up there? Being led of the Holy Spirit is all about faith. It's all about trusting Jesus that he wants the good stuff for our life, and he's not going to bring us and take us to the bad stuff in our life. That he's going to bring us through, he's going to help us through, and he's going to guide us along the way. See, that's what a life of the disciple of Jesus is like. It's navigating through the difficult things. It's listening to the voice. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Is we don't follow just the things we see around us, but we have those steps of faith. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. Being led of the Holy Spirit is definitely not a boring life. It's filled with unpredictability. It's filled with adventure. It's filled with excitement. A life of meaning and purpose if you're led by the Holy Spirit. If you're going to live a life not led by the Holy Spirit, it's going to be boring and mundane. You're going to be always troubleshooting because you'll be always all kinds of trouble because you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. We will never feel more fulfilled in our life than when we are led by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is talking. Are we listening? I would like us to stand together. I would like us to repeat together a prayer asking the Holy Spirit to lead us. If we could put that on the screen. No, it's prayer is not on the screen. It should be on the screen. It's not on the screen. Can you believe this? But it's okay. I can adapt and overcome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say it, and I would like you to repeat it. Does that sound fair? Holy Spirit, lead us. Open our hearts and minds to hear your voice, to follow your direction, to submit to your will, to do what you ask us to do, to go where you ask us to go, and to say what you ask us to say. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we are here. We want to be led of the Holy Spirit. How many times we've been making mistakes? How many times we've been going our own way? And the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end leads to destruction. We don't want to go our own way. We won't want to do our own thing. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit in our personal lives, but also in the life of this church. So Lord Jesus, we need you to guide us. We need you to lead us. And so we've invited you to do that. Help us to hear that still small voice. Help us to notice the times you're nudging us in the direction you want us to go. Help us, Lord, to be quiet and just to listen to you. what you're saying. To not be caught up with all the noise and the busyness. Because you want us to know your voice. To follow you. Just keeping your heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe right now, this very moment, you're feeling a nudge or the call of the Holy Spirit in your life. He's calling you to come to Jesus, to surrender your life to him. If you're like that this morning, right now, this moment, I would encourage you, I want to lead you in a prayer like Heather talked about, leading her dad into prayer of commitment to Jesus that he could be in eternity in heaven. I'd like to lead you in a prayer like that. So if you want, just follow me in that prayer between you and Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me. And I submit myself to you. Take me as I am. Help me, Lord Jesus, to live for you. Forgive me of my wrong, my sin. Thank you for your sacrifice to pay for that. Help me to live for you all the days of my life. Lead me by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Just keep your heads bowed and eyes closed for a minute. If you're here this morning and you said that prayer with me, welcome into the family of God. And as part of that journey that you're on, there may be a lot of questions or will be a lot of questions and things you want to understand to help you to grow in that relationship. We have a Bible with some information we'd love to give to you this morning. If you said that prayer with me, if you just want to quickly raise your hand, we'll make sure you get that. Just want to make sure that, I know sometimes people are shy and if you said that prayer and you still want the information, you get it from the guest services table. Lord Jesus, I thank you for everyone that's here, everyone that said that prayer, everything you're doing in our life. We honor you for that. We have your will and your way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we're going to be having communion, celebrating Jesus and what he did for us, remembering it. And it's a great time for you to reflect on your life and where you are with Jesus. But also maybe as we're doing that, the worship team is going to lead us, but it'd be a great time just to maybe be in silence and give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to lead you and guide you this morning. So why don't you just sit down, the Holy Spirit will lead us, those who are serving will come forward. And as they're leading us, why don't you take some time just to listen to the Holy Spirit and what he's saying to you. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you loved us so much that you came to this earth to die for us, to forgive us of our sin, to set us free, to prepare for us a place in heaven. But it wasn't just about that. It wasn't just about having a relationship with you for a moment now and then doing nothing with it until we get to heaven. But you want us to grow every day until we get there. So you sent us the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. So Lord, thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your broken body. Let's eat together. Lord, thank you for paying the price of our sin so that we didn't have to. And Lord, we thank you for your cup, your shed blood that wipes away all our sin. That paid for our healing, We remember you, Lord. Your sacrifice, your shed blood this morning. In Jesus' name, let's drink together. Lord Jesus, so even now we confess our sin to you. Anything that's between us, Lord, forgive us. Wipe us clean. Give us once again that new slate. Create our hearts, O Lord, to be more sensitive to you. To listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. I would like us to stand together. Even as the worship team is going to lead us, it's a great opportunity for us to continue to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, to listen to his voice, to worship Jesus, get closer to him. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. He wants to draw us closer to Jesus, be more like him. Also, we have an opportunity for you to come to the altar for prayer, and just if there's a need in your life that you came with this morning, feel free to come forward. We'll have the altar workers even now come forward to the front. Let's worship Jesus together. Lord, we trust you for the miracles. Yes, we do, Lord Jesus. We know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you've never changed. Our world is constantly changing, but you remain the same. And Lord, the power you had back then, you still have today. It's not got less, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, we believe you for the miracles. The miracles of restoration of families, the miracles of healing, the miracle provision that is needed for guidance and wisdom, oh Lord Jesus. We trust you and we believe you for those, Lord. Lead us, Lord, step by step, day by day, by your Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, for those that need to leave at this time, Lord, be with them as you guide them through this week and these months and these years. For those, Lord Jesus, that are going to remain just to spend time in your presence, so, Lord, continue, Lord, to guide them and minister to them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you need to go, we understand. If you want to stay for a while, feel free. The altar is still open. The worship team is going to lead us. We can worship.